Hey Leslie, this is Lida, Liz Green. I'm in River Haven, which is in Longs. I'm one of your policy holders. And I have a question. I'm having a lot of trouble with the smart meters on my house, vibrating the house and making terrible noises. It's happened since the day I moved into the house. And recently I went to the doctor and my eyes are red. Not able to get any sleep because the house is vibrating and whatnot. And, of course, everybody says, oh, you just call your insurance company. The insurance company will take care of it. Like the roof didn't have underlayment and flashing. And they just, oh, you just call. I go, no, I don't think that's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, somebody else mentioned in my subdivision, oh, yeah, when your insurance finds out that not only the water company and the gas company, but the electric company, which is really the biggest people that do this, have put smart meters on your house. And I know for a fact that houses in Carolina Forest, the Horton houses, that have the smart meters, you can go through Carolina Forest and see the scorch marks going up the side of the house with the smart meters. And it has to do with, you know, whoever's wiring the house, improper wiring, I think. But anyway, I thought I would check with you all. What is your feeling, your take on the smart meters? Now, my house is the utility hub. And from the first day I moved in, the next day I went up there and I go, you've got to turn off whatever it is. I can't get any sleep. And even the Army Corps of Engineers came, Joey Feener, and he said, yeah, they weren't supposed to put a house on that lot. You're like the utility hub. So, like, the EMFs are very high in this house. Of course, that shouldn't affect the insurance. It just affects if you're trying to live here. And people tell me, wear headsets, Leslie. No. When you have high EMFs, and the gas line is running underneath your house for 600 acres and vibrating your bed and your furniture, headphones is not the answer. You have to laugh at these people. Anyway, I just did one of one smart meters by you. I've already spoken to the gas company. And, you know, I don't know whether they were just patronizing me, but oh, yes, we'll take that right off and put an analog one. I don't know what the water company is going to do, but the electric company actually yelled at me, like, we're only using smart meters, and just shut up, Buttercup. Or I mean, she was yelling at me, and I'm like, no, I'm not getting any sleep at night, so it's affecting my health. So I do get a vote. Anyway, long story short, Leslie, I didn't mean to digress into all that. What is the insurance company's take on the smart meters on houses? So anyway, my number is 843-331-9263. I realize that if I can get a note from my doctor and kind of force the electric company to put the analog meter, it can't be digital, it has to be analog, meter on the house, they're going to charge me $85, and I think it's $35 extra every month for having the analog. And I mean, that's just ridiculous when it's your health that you would have to pay for that. Actually, what it is, they're actually affecting your health, which you're having to pay for. So it doesn't make any sense, and they're going to charge you. Anyway, didn't mean to go into all that. But if you could just let me know what your insurance company's take is on that. I wouldn't think that the insurance company would get involved. Even if you do have fires in the smart meters, like I've seen some videos where, like at a farmhouse, they had the analog in the front, and unbeknownst to them, the power company come and put a smart meter on the back and caught fire. The one